What was it like as an experience reuniting the cast, going back to India, doing all the filming?
It was just a blessing in every way. Like it was so much fun filming the first one. And just to get the call again to go out to India and do it again, and the script was so funny this time around, and it's so much more emotional. And we've got two new guests, Tamsin Gregg and Richard Gere. So it was all the more exciting, and we just, it was a lot more comfortable in a way as well, because we all knew each other, and it was lovely. Yeah.
I liked you because I saw Tamsin Gregg listed as one of the people on it, and I thought, God, that's mean. She's not that old. And your character Sonny does actually address this when he first meets her, doesn't he?
You know, Sonny, he is quite the flamboyant entrepreneur, but he messes up all his sayings, and you know, trying to please someone, he'll offend them in the most horrendous way. I think he says to Tamsin, you know, because she says I'm looking old or something. He goes, no, madam, you're closer to the menopause and the mortuary, and so that's kind of Sonny. I got some cool crackers of lines actually. Yeah.
How much of Sonny is there in you, and vice versa?
I'm not as confident as Sonny would ever be, but we're both quite hyperactive. I would say there's a lot of energy, but apart from that, yeah, there's not too many similarities. We both hate to dance, actually.
It's a shame because you're very good at it.
I walked right into that. But we have this dance choreographer who's the only guy in India that can wrangle me. His name's Lonji Fernandez. It's very extravagant Indian.
It's a good
fellow.
Name. That's a good name.
Lovely, long, luscious, coloured locks. And he did the dance at the end of Slumdog, and they got him to do a dance in this as well for us. Because in Indian weddings, it's set in the backdrop of this big Indian wedding. It's very integral to have a big dance.
I love the relationship between you and Maggie, and yeah. Maggie, as if she were on first name terms, Dame Maggie Smith. And what I particularly enjoyed is the fact that you just don't see many relationships like that on screen. A friendship between an older woman and a much younger man. And yeah. I just thought that was really lovely.
It's the oddest of odd couples. Like yeah. The film opens with me and her going down Route 66 in America in a drop top Mustang, a red Mustang. And she's screaming at me to, you know, raise the roof. And it's really funny, and what happens is basically Sonny is making a mess as usual. His character always bites off more than he can chew, and she is doing damage control. She's his partner in the business now, and she's a more practical brain to his extravagance. But what happens as the film progresses is, I mean, obviously there's a lot of humor that can ensue between the two of us, but she becomes a sort of mother figure to me, and it gets very emotional. And she feels she's not going to be around for much longer, so she's trying to wean me off of her, and I can't let go. It's very emotional, and she's got a wicked sense of humour.
Really?
Yeah, she's super funny.
I'd just be so frightened of her.
You know, and that's the key, is not to be frightened, because she can smell your fear. No, she's not. She's really sweet, and I think she's got, I don't know if it's because of the role she plays in Downton, but she is a professional, and she's great at what she does, and she kind of expects you to be good too. But she can take a laugh, and she's really sweet.